It's the good news, news on 91.3.
All right. Well, a big thank you to everybody that's taken part and dropped off new unwrapped toys at the Peninsula Co-op locations around the Southern Island. Those are done now, and they will be delivered to where they need to go. Quick shout out again to the Claremont secondary students and staff, especially Chelsea there, who, did you say $6,000 worth of gift cards? Incredible. Once again, you still have today for the three downtown locations. That would be the Save on Foods Memorial Center, the Public Market at Hudson on Douglas Street there, and Club Quench. They will be accepting donations of toys, gift cards, and cash today. And then that's a wrap for the 2020 Weird Toy Drive. The strangest one we've ever done. Obviously, it was back and forth. We weren't sure. But really, it's amazing that our listeners have stepped up so well in such a strange and strange time. So thanks again. All right. A local grocery store is the first in Canada to implement a new COVID-19 fighting technology to keep its shopping carts clean. Quality Foods has installed a clean cart machine at its View Royal location, which gives carts a 20-second blast of intense UV light, which provides 99.9% disinfection. That's pretty cool. I like to see that in action. An octopus named after provincial health officer Dr. Bonnie Henry is set to be released next week from an aquarium here on the island. Henry is a giant Pacific octopus who was brought to the Shaw Center for the Salish Sea. That's up in Sydney. Sorry, and that was brought in June for some care. The aquarium says in a release that Henry has been particularly calm, just like Dr. Bonnie Henry is herself, during its time at the facility. Henry is set to be released next Thursday in the area where it was found, off the west coast of Vancouver Island. A shoebox full of old audio tapes was the key to a new film about Billie Holiday. Director James Erskine says when he first got the tapes, he picked one of the 125 recordings at random. He says that was an interview with Charlie Mingus talking about being on stage with Holiday, and it felt as if he had been transported back to a 1950s jazz club. The film Billie is now showing in select theaters, as well as...
Love Billie Holiday.
Do you? Yeah. And video on demand as well. You should watch this documentary. It sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. That's your good news on a Thursday at 7:35.